Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I have a song I'd like for you to hear. I have a song I'd like for you to listen to. Definitely the melody, but especially the words. You're still with me. Keep listening.
For 3 years, after an 11-day vicious showdown battled by Iraqi forces with the help of American troops, Talifar was declared liberated on Thursday.
Have a good day at school, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, love you, buddy. Bye.
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 You ready?
Trace Adkins, Still a Soldier.
He's got a corner lot on Dogwood Drive. A year old truck and a 9-to-5. Comes home at night to a pretty wife with a baby due. He'll sleep in on Saturday, cut the grass if it don't rain. After church, he'll watch the game and have a beer or two. He'll stand up when he hears the anthem, and that won't ever change. He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and blue. He put away his gun and boots, but he still believes the American dream. His last breath, he'll always be a soldier. Couch for the news at 10. He'll see those places that he's been, and when a brother falls, there's a part of him that does too. And if they call and needed him back, all he'd be on that plane. He's still a soldier. His blood runs.
I tell you what, so much to that song. Did you catch the part where he talked about if they let him know that they need him again, he won't hesitate to get on that plane? I've heard soldiers talk about the bond that they have with the people they've served with, especially those who have served together in war, in actual battle. Now they consider each other brothers. And if one goes back, they all want to go back together. They want to meet again. And I've heard them talk about how the bond is so strong that they will make the decision to leave family behind in order to be with their fellow soldiers, to return to combat. I tell you what, that is so commendable. And what if, in the realm of the spirit, if people had that same kind of bond for people who say they are under the leadership of the Lord of Hosts, which is a military term, is literally a military term. What if everyone who says, he's my king, he's my leader, and everyone who names that name as their leader had the same kind of faithfulness towards everyone else who says, I'm under that banner? The same kind of bond for spiritual brothers as they have for military brothers, natural Army brothers, natural Marine brothers, etc. What if the faithfulness were just as strong? What if the sincerity were just as great?
When he hears the anthem, and that won't ever change, he's still a soldier.
What if people who knew how to be loyal to the end, to those who served in natural combat, would learn to genuinely love the Creator and all who fight under his banner, genuinely love every one of them and be loyal and faithful to every one of them, so that they could be loyal to the commander?
He's on his couch for the news at 10. He'll see those places that he's been, and when a brother falls, there's a part of him that does too.
And if anyway, we do have some who fight in the military, regardless of which branch, Navy, Army, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, protecting our water borders. So many. Fighting for the country, fighting for us, working together. Of course, we know it's not perfect in that realm either, because we do have such a thing as friendly fire, which is not always accidental. We know that we have leaders who sometimes make sure that they arrange to have certain of their soldiers commandeered into situations where they know that the risk is great, that they would not come out of that situation alive. But here's the thing. I am so glad, especially in light of how things went when our men returned from places like Vietnam, having been sent there, not as an act of their will, but because someone else had them sent there. and they were treated so badly. I am glad we still have Veterans Day. I'm glad that our soldiers are treated much better now than they were treated a few decades ago. Veterans Day is actually November 11th of each year. Of course, that fell on a Sunday for this year. But quite a few organizations are observing it today. And so we're back with you, and I want to say to you, our veterans, male and female, our male and female veterans, not only on behalf of myself, but on behalf of many others all across this country, happy Veterans Day, and thank you. So that's it. How did you celebrate? I know a lot of you celebrated or commemorated yesterday. What did you do? Did you go out someplace special to eat with your family? Did you do something by yourself? Did you need some quiet time where you just chilled for a minute or two or three? What did you do? What makes that day special for you? You know, I was listening to something earlier today, and I want to share this with you because, hey, you mean a lot to us. I've talked in the past about different ways that people in general, but particularly our soldiers, can deal with PTSD, and we've talked about some desensitization training and other methods that people have of helping them deal with that, helping you deal with that. But I was hearing about listening to something today that really caught my attention. And I tell you, when I heard it in this context for the first time. But when I heard it, it made so much sense. Humor. There are soldiers who are experiencing PTSD who are using humor to help them cope and to help them deal with the PTSD. Humor. And you all have heard me say it a number of times, how laughter does good like medicine. It is for real. It really does. And I thought I'd share that with you so that those of you who are still experiencing PTSD and you're wanting to know, what can I do to minimize the impact of what I went through so that this PTSD at least isn't as strong a factor in my life, even if I can't get it to go completely and permanently away? You may want to consider getting a strong and steady dose of laughter, humor, good, solid humor. Maybe see if you can come up with a way to laugh each day, or at least 4 or 5 days a week. Some good comedy shows that you really, really like, and just keep them going. Yeah, keep them going. We are so glad that there's such a great funding program for your education and education of your families. We're so glad that retirement programs do you justice, many of you. But we know that some of you still have that stress to deal with. Post-traumatic stress disorder. consider all the variations out there, all the viable alternatives to help you, viable alternatives, make sure that humor is in the mix. We know we don't know like you know what you've gone through, but we do realize you've gone through something. And many of us really do care. We really do. We're glad that we have a day where we honor you. Each year, your day, commemorating those from far and near. And when I say far and near, I'm talking about far in time. World War I, World War II. We really do care. And many of us really do appreciate you for what you've done and for what you're doing. To our men and our women again, to our veterans, we say thank you very much. We appreciate you. I'll be back in a few.
But he still believes the American